Chapter 10. A Comparison of Handwritings. As Mr. Utterson walked slowly home, his thoughts were on the letter he was carrying. Since Poole had not taken it in, it must have been delivered at the laboratory door. It was even possible that Hyde had written the letter in the doctor's office, since he had a key. What troubled Utterson the most was how reliable was the letter. So he decided to talk to a person whose opinions he trusted, Mr. Guest, his chief clerk and long-time employee. After ordering the fire built up in his study, Mr. Utterson descended to his cellar and selected a bottle of wine of a particularly good year. Then he invited Mr. Guest in for a chat and filled two glasses. Mr. Guest was not only intelligent, but he was also interested in odd pastimes, like the analysis of handwriting. Mr. Utterson had decided to show him Hyde's letter in the hope that some comment by Mr. Guest on the handwriting would help him to determine a course of action. Utterson's clerk had known Dr. Jekyll for years, and no doubt had heard about Hyde's freedom of his house. Utterson kept no secrets from Mr. Guest, largely because the clerk never gossiped about any information that came his way through business dealings or just through his own acute observation. Though Mr. Guest was some years younger than his employer, he was as quiet and dry as Utterson, and also appreciative of fine wine. Now the two men sat in silence for several minutes, sipping from their crystal glasses. Mr. Guest rolled the wine on his tongue before swallowing. He smiled. "Ah, Mr. Utterson, sir, I have tasted many fine vintages from your cellar, but this one, I believe, surpasses them all." "Yes, I think I would agree, Mr. Guest." Utterson let a few moments pass in which to savor the wine before he said, "This business about Sir Danvers is sad, quite sad for us as well as for Parliament." "Yes, sir. The public is quite enraged at the brutality of the crime, especially against a member of Parliament. The murderer must be a madman." Mr. Utterson leaned forward and spoke in an even lower voice than usual. "I should like to have your views on that after you have looked over this document. It is a letter in the murderer's own handwriting, and I am undecided as to what to do about it."
"Indeed, sir, a document in the murderer's own handwriting? How very interesting."
Mr. Guest allowed a note of excitement to creep into his voice, or perhaps it was the glow of the excellent wine cleverly provided by Utterson in the hopes of gaining his clerk's complete cooperation. Mr. Utterson handed the letter to Mr. Guest.
"This document is, of course, completely confidential."
Mr. Guest immediately put down his wine and studied the letter with intensity.
"I would say this man is not mad. Still, he writes with a very odd hand."
Just then, a servant entered with a note. Mr. Utterson read it and dropped it on the table, where it caught Mr. Guest's eye.
"Is that note from Dr. Jekyll, sir?" he asked.
Mr. Utterson nodded.
"I thought I recognized the writing," continued Mr. Guest. "Is it a private communication, Mr. Utterson?"
"No, just an invitation to dinner. Why? Do you want to see it?"
"Just for a moment,"
said Mr. Guest, as he picked up the invitation and held it beside the letter. He studied the two, nodding his head several times as he seemed to find points common to both. At last he returned both documents to Utterson.
"Thank you, sir. I am finished with them."
There was silence. Mr. Utterson realized his clerk was running true to form, keeping any secret to himself. So he slapped his hand on the back of the clerk's chair and said,
"Well, Guest, out with it. Why did you compare the two? What have you found out?"
Mr. Guest replied dutifully,
"Well, sir, there's a very interesting resemblance. In many points, the two handwritings are exactly the same, except the letters slope differently."
"Identical? Except for the slant of the letters?"
cried Utterson in amazement.
"Yes, sir,"
said Guest, picking up his glass again.
but Mr. Utterson had lost his taste for the wine. "This is, I repeat, a confidential matter, guest," he said quietly. His clerk nodded. "I understand, sir." Then he rose to return to his office. As soon as Utterson had heard Guest's views on the handwriting in the two documents, his mind was made up, and the moment the door closed behind Guest, Utterson locked the so-called Hyde letter away in his safe, never to take it out and look at it again. As he slammed the safe door, he decided, "The world must not know that Henry Jekyll, my client and dear friend, has forged a letter for a vicious murderer in order to throw the police off his trail."